CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. This is the MP3 version. You can find the script on the main RSGB news page. So, good morning. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 20th of October 2013. Here are the main news headlines. Earthquake in the Philippines, Bath distance loss continuing. The frequency of 7.145 megs should also be kept clear until all relief work in the aftermath of powerful cyclone in the Bay of Bengal has concluded. The Bath-based advanced distance learning team are starting to plan for their next course, which will run from January to July 2014. There are no fees for the training, but students will need a copy of the RSGB Advanced textbook and will of course need to pay the exam fee of £37.50. The exam can be sat either in Bath or at any local exam centre. Pass rates for those that sit the exam after the distance learning have been between 90 and 100% since the course started in 2011. More details from Steve Hartley, G0FUW, via g0fuw at tiscali.co.uk. The RSGB board is pleased to be able to report that the debt owed to the society by its previous general manager, who left the society in early 2011, has been repaid in full, together with statutory interest and the society's court fees. This will be reflected in the 2013 accounts as a write-back of the provision taken against the debt in the 2011 accounts. Details will be in the annual report and accounts, which will be published in time for the AGM in 2014. The board expresses its thanks to the society team that brought about the recovery of this debt and now regards the matter as closed. No further comment will be made. The British Amateur Television Club convention takes place next weekend, the 26th and 27th of October, at the Finningley Amateur Radio Club facilities near Robin Hood Airport in Yorkshire. On Saturday at 4 p.m, if the weather is suitable, Philip Crump, M0DNY, will be giving a live demonstration of a high-altitude balloon launch. The balloon will carry a video transmitter. See www.batc.org.uk for more information. The RSGB is running a joint meeting with the Institution of Engineering and Technology on Thursday the 5th of December. The meeting will be held at Imperial College between 6:30 and 9 p.m. The meeting is open to all and attendance is free, including tea and biscuits. To assist us in organising the event, we ask that you indicate your intention to attend online by the end of November. The meeting will comprise two lectures. Peter Chadwick, G3RZP, will deliver the first on the subject of amateur radio technology and its application over the last 100 years. The second talk, being compiled from contributions by various experts within the amateur community, will look to future and consider the future and consider how amateur radio might develop in the first decade or so of our next 100 years. See the RSGB website and November Radcom for details. Paperwork from ARRL VEC sponsored amateur radio examination sessions continues to enter a lengthening queue, but the VEC cannot find any applications until the partial US government shutdown ends and the FCC is ready to accept them. Even after the FCC opens, the ARRL does not expect the Commission to immediately start granting any amateur-related applications, since it will take some time to get back to normal. Those waiting for US call signs, therefore, are asked to be patient. Each year, the 18th of April is World Amateur Radio Day, which celebrates the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union in 1925. The theme, Amateur Radio, Your Gateway to Wireless Communications, has been chosen for the day in 2014. In 100 years, wireless comms have evolved from crude spot gap technology to digital signal processing and software-defined radios. The IAIU understands that the date is close to Easter, and encourages early activity, earlier or later to gain as much exposure and publicity as possible for modern and easily accessed amateur radio. Six of this year's Friedrichshafen ham radio lectures are now available as PowerPoint slides with synchronised audio. Those available include Tom Pereira, W1TP's talk on the Enigma, and other historic cipher machines, Chris Duckling's G3SVL's 100 Years of the RSGB, and its international partners, and John Alexander, G7GCT's small cipher machines. So if you're interested, go to www.dokufunk.org/talk. G100RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today by Wolverhampton ARS using the 10 to 80 metre bands as well as 2 metres with SSB data and SSTV. Monday to Friday is the turn of the Central Amateur Radio Circle, who plan to use 40 and 20 metres with SSB data and SSTV. Monday to Friday it's the turn of the Central Amateur Radio Circle, who plan to use 40 metres and 20 metres with SSB and PSK31 on the airwaves, and SSB on the HF bands on Wednesday, FM on 2 metres on Thursday, and back to 40 and 20 on Friday. Next weekend, the 27th and 27th... Oh dear, that's in twice. Next weekend, the 27th, Telford and District ARS plan on activating the HF, VHF and UHF bands with CWSSB FM and data signals. Details of how to get your QSL cards are on the RSGB website, www.rsgb.org.uk, under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. Up-and-coming rallies, Gala Shields and District ARS will be holding their annual radio and computer rally today, the 20th of October, in the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, TD13JX. Doors open at 11:30, admission is £2.50. There'll be traders bring and buy and refreshments. Details from Jim, GM7LUN, 01896 850245. The North Wales Rally will take place next Sunday, the 27th, at the Abergele Leisure Centre, Fainall Avenue, Abergele, LL227HT. Doors open from 10 to 4 p.m, admission £4.50. There will be trade stands of bring and buy, as well as special interest groups and refreshments. All from Gordon, MW0GBR, 0773353176. The Scottish Microwave Roundtable will take place on Saturday the 2nd of November at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island 5, KY3, 9AA. The event will include talks of technical and operational microwave interest as well as constructional competition. Doors open at 9:30 for a 10:30 start, admission £10. Numbers are limited, so registration is required at www.rayjames.biz/microwave. An evening dinner will take place at the nearby Kingswood Hotel, which will include an auction to raise funds for the Museum of Communications, and music by GM3SEK, GW4DGU, MM0WNW. Full details on the website. If you've got any rallies or information you'd like to appear in future editions of the News and in Radcom, please email to gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events. Three special event stations may be heard today, the 20th of October. GB0MKS will be on the air from Milton Keynes in conjunction with the Scouts, and GB1LCT will be on the air to bring attention to the Leyland Centurion tank. The Norman Lockyer Radio Group will be operating GB0HE, celebrating 145th anniversary of the discovery of the element helium, HE, by Sir Norman Lockyer. The station will be located at our Group HQ at the Norman Lockyer Observatory, Sidmouth. All stations have their information on QRZ.com. DX News Now, K7ZO, will be active from Nicaragua during the CQ Worldwide DXSSB contest, 26th and 27th of October, as a single operator, all band entry using the call sign Yankee November 5 Zulu, QSL 2K7ZO Direct, Bureau, or via Logbook of the World. Bilge N7OU has returned to the South Cook Islands until the 9th of November. He has reactivated his E51NOU call sign on all bands from 10 to 160 metres using CW only. QSLs go via his home call. A multinational team will operate as C82DX from Mozambique until the 22nd of October. Activity is planned on all bands 6 to 160 metres. QSLs can be obtained via the OQRS system and logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Rich N0HJZ will be active as Charlie 6ARW from Grand Bahama, which is IOTA NA080, between the 22nd and the 29th of October, including full-time participation in the CQ Worldwide DXSSB contest. Outside the contest, he will be using 30, 17 and 12 metres as well on CW, RITI and other bands, QSL N0HJZ, Direct or Bureau. Babs DL7AFS, LOT DJ7ZG will be active as D44TXT from Ilha de Santiago, IOTA reference AF005 until the 7th of November. They'll be on 10 to 80 metre bands using SSB, RITI, PSK31, PSK63, QSL, DL7AFS, Direct or Bureau. Contest news today. The 20th of 50 metres affiliated societies contest takes place 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the 50 MHz band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, two contests are taking place simultaneously from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The 50 MHz UK activity contest uses all modes in the exchange signal reports, serial number and locator. The SHF UK activity contest is 2.3 to 10 gigs bands and the exchange is the same signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 80 metre club sprint takes place 1900 to 2000 UTC using SSB on the band. The exchange is serial number and name. Final event of the month is a big one, the 48-hour-long CQ Worldwide SSB. If there's any propagation at all, expect the SSB portions of the contesting HF bands to be packed on the 26th and 27th, running from 0000 UTC on the 26th, 2359 UTC on the 27th, and using the contest bands between 1.8 and 28 megs, the exchange's signal report and zone, UK zone is 14. Solar factual data now for the period from the 11th of October to the 17th, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. The two large complex sunspot regions reported in last week's report produced 5 M-class solar flares this week, along with 80 C-class solar flares. Solar activity was moderate on the 11th, 13th, 15th and 17th. These M-class solar flares only had limited effect on propagation. The remaining day's activity was low on the 17th. 12 sunspot regions were visible. Solar flux levels increased from 1 to 8 units on the 12th to 1/3 by the 17th and averaged 129 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 17th was 111 units, which is 1 unit up on last week. X-ray flux levels increased from B4.1 units to B8.6 by the 17th. The average was B6.1. Geomagnetic activity was very quiet on the 13th with an AP index of only 1 unit. But on the 14th, a small coronal hole disturbance took place and lasted into the 15th. The most disturbed day was the 15th with an AP index of 17 units. The average was AP 9 units. Solar wind speed data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 320 kilometers per second to 570 by the 15th. Particle densities were low throughout except for an increase to 23 particles per cubic centimeter on the 14th. BZ varied between minus 3 and plus 4 nanoteslas on the quietest day and between minus 11 and plus 8 nanoteslas during the small disturbance. Finally, the solar forecast. This week, the quiet side of the sun will be rotating into view. Solar activity is expected to be predominantly at low levels, but could increase occasionally to moderate levels, particularly at the start of the week. Solar flux levels should decline to be around the 100 mark later in the week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be mostly quiet, providing no coronal mass ejections head our way, but a weak disturbance is expected at the start of the period due to a small recurring coronal hole. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes are expected to be about 27 megs for the south, 24 for the north. Darkness hour lows should be about 9 megahertz. Path this week to South Africa should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of something like 35 megs, but the optimum working frequency, meaning 90% success, will be more like 28 megahertz. The best time to try this path will be between 1100 and 1400 hours UTC. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. On we go now to the news for the UK Midlands. On Sunday, the 20th of October, Withall Radio Club is taking part in the 50 Megs Affiliated Societies contest. Then at 8 p.m. there's a net on 145.225 megs. On Monday, the advanced course continues at 8 p.m. On Tuesday, the Morse class starts at 7:45 p.m. with a free and easy evening at 8:30. The club is taking part in 380-metre club sprint contest on Thursday, and there's a social on Friday. On Sunday, the 27th of October at 8 p.m, there's a net on 145.225 megs. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710 412819. On Monday the 21st of October, Aldridge and Barbican Amateur Radio Club is having a surplus equipment sale. Contact Albert G0KFS on 01922614169. On Monday to Friday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is putting G100RSGB on the air. Next Sunday, there's a trip to Llandudno Radio Rally. More from Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906 905071. On Monday, Coventry Amateur Radio Society has a net, 145.375 megs. On Friday, there's a radio workshop evening. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958777363. On Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is operating new equipment in the shack. Details from Anne, 2E1GKY 01242 699595. On Monday, Leicester Radio Society is having a quiz night and buffet. More from Alex, G8FCQ 07531201640. On Monday, Lincoln Shortwave Club has a committee meeting and is taking part in the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's the normal club meeting, and the Simplex Net on 145.375 megs takes place on Thursday. Over the weekend, the club is taking part in the CQ Worldwide Contest, although the usual surgery and mentoring will take place on Saturday. For more information, contact Pam Rose, G4STO, 01427788356. On Monday, South Birmingham Radio Society is sorting rally stock, and on Tuesday, there's a coffee morning from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All are welcome. On Thursday, it's training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL. On Friday, there's an evening of shack work and rag chew. On Saturday, the 27th of October, the club is attending the North Wales Rally at Abergele Leisure Centre. Details from Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595696359. On Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has a net on 145.250 megahertz from 7:30 p.m. All are welcome. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. On Monday, Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society is having a construction evening, building a one transistor radio. For more information, contact Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX, 01858 432105. Tuesday the 22nd of October, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society has an evening on the basics of aerials and feeders. contact Richard Buckby, emailed radio@dadars.org.uk. On Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air and having a natter night. On Wednesday, full licence training is taking place. More from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, by email m0zcr@live.co.uk. On Tuesday, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club is having a junk sale. More from Chris G1ETZ, 01509 504319. Wednesday the 23rd of October, Midland Amateur Radio Society has an open meeting and training classes. Details from Norman G8BHE 07808 078003. Also on Wednesday, Telford District Amateur Radio Society is having a winter project evening and preparing for operating G100 RSGB. On Saturday and Sunday, the club is operating G100 RSGB on the Wax bands and VHF and UHF. Contact Mike G3JKX 01952 299677. Thursday the 24th, Shropshire Amateur Radio Society holds its AGM. Details on the club website www.salop-ars.org.uk. On Saturday the 26th of October, Rugby ATS is having a presentation by Mike G8CTJ on valves and classical electronics. Details from Steve G8LYB on 01788 578940. And that's it for another week.